Each and every week, I talk to very interesting people. And the most important part is that I shouldn't be the only one hearing it. I really feel that if these people make sense to me, that everyone out there needs to hear it. So stay tuned, folks, and I hope you enjoy this newest weekly segment on Coach Wissens.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer Advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio alongside America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach. That is best-selling author Coach Pete DeRuta. Sitting with us in studio today, we have two special guests, Ray Lucia and Maddie Amini. Coach, having a great conversation with them, aren't we?
Yeah, we were talking here at the break, and I mentioned one word to Ray, and Ray got fired up. It was taxes. Ray, how happy do taxes make you?
I love taxes. You know, I work for a CPA firm now, and I help them do a lot of different strategic things.
Right.
I mean, most CPAs are really good at doing tax returns and some consulting, but many of them don't have the resources to do some of the more creative, but seriously beneficial tax saving strategies.
Okay, so let's talk about one that you have identified that's a pretty good one.
Well, you and I had lunch today.
Yep.
And we were just in a casual conversation, and the casual conversation went from the pulled pork that I was having to, I can save you a couple $100,000.
Yeah, well, that's, so how, this is for business owners, I guess, right?
Well, for real estate. Let's just stay with real estate.
Okay.
Your other guest was talking about investing in trust deeds. Well, this is investing in real property, and you said that you are a partner in a building this year. And the building was worth X amount of dollars. And I talked about bonus depreciation and cost segregation. So let me break those down real quick.
Sure.
First off, when you own a commercial building, you acquire a commercial building, you get to depreciate it over 39 years. If it's a residential building, you depreciate it over 27 and a half years. And most people know that. But you can do what is called a cost segregation study. Now, these used to be super expensive in the thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, now with technology, they're down in the maybe $1,000 or $2,000, depending on the value of the property.
Yeah.
Very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So you do a cost segregation study. And what cost segregation does is it segregates the property values where the depreciation schedules were less than 20 years. You can actually accelerate those. And with bonus depreciation, any property acquired since, say, October 1 of 2017 and January 1 of 2023 gets 100% bonus depreciation. Let me give you an example. Let's say you bought an apartment building for $1 million and 300,000 of it is land. There's 700,000 of it left. Maybe 25 or let's say 30% or so, 200,000 of it is less than 20-year depreciable property. They give you a tax deduction of that $200,000 now. Now, if you bought that property in 2018, 2019, you can do a look-back cost seg study and actually get that full deduction on your tax return, either by amending or there's a form you fill out, you can get it on this year's. If I understand that part of it, I don't do tax returns. I'm just, the 30,000 foot guy.
Correct.
But the other thing is there are still opportunities to do that right now. And I'll explain what real estate professionals are in a second, because that's key to this. But the depreciation schedules are phasing out. So the 100% bonus depreciation stopped in 2023. In 2024, it's 80%, and then 60, then 40, then 20, and then it's gone.
Okay.
So right now, on that $200,000 write-off, if you bought the property this year, you get 80% of that, or $160,000 deduction. If you or your spouse is a real estate professional, and I'll explain what that is in a sec, then you can take all of that this year. So if you're in a 30, 40% tax bracket, saves you 40, 50, 60,000 bucks in taxes.
So let's look at a scenario. Somebody buys a townhouse, let's say, in 2023, like this year. And they buy it for $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's take me the rest, it's going to be rental property, all right? So let's take me the rest of the way now. How can I qualify for this?
Okay, let's say that the land cost X and the property structure was worth $275,000 left over.
All right.
That's easy math. So 275,000 divided by 27 and a half years means you get a depreciation of $10,000 per year on that property. All right, that's straight line depreciation. That's what everybody gets.
Right.
Now, if you make more than $150,000, you can't even take that depreciation.
So that rules out a lot.
Because you phase out.
Okay.
Now, if you're a real estate professional, you can take that depreciation without regard for your income. But in addition to that, you can also get the bonus depreciation. So bonus depreciation would take all less than 20-year property. So of the 275,000, let's just say for the sake of discussion, 100,000 represented carpet and drapes and lighting and landscaping and so forth. That can all be bunched into this year, and you take $100,000 income tax right off as a real estate professional. What it takes to be a real estate professional, you don't have to be real estate licensed, but you do have to spend at least 750 hours and 50% of your work time doing real estate. It could be property management, could be fix and flip, it could be all kinds of different real estate. It doesn't have to be just sales.
Okay, so if you do, then you get to take those great depreciation numbers.
Otherwise, you get the 27 and a half years anyway, but if you make as much money as you, you wealthy sucker, you can't get it
right,
because you're not a real estate professional.
I
so
know.
What'll happen is when you sell that condo or townhome or whatever you bought, you'll be able to take all that write-off against the capital gain sales price.
Okay. So it's still, you can still benefit
you
a little bit.
You still get it. It's just deferred.
Down the road. Oh, well, so it makes it, so how does one become a real estate professional then? You said they have to be a real estate professional. They don't have to get a real estate license.
They don't have to get a real estate license, but they have to spend more than 50% of their work time. So you have a full-time gig. Your wife has a full-time gig.
Right.
It's not going to work for you. But let's say your daughter decided she wanted to spend some time managing your townhome, managing your other, you have other real estate too.
Correct.
So in your particular case, your daughter could set up her own property management company, and as long as she spends more than 50% of her work time working on those properties, collecting rents, you know, charging her dad extra fees for being a late payer, et cetera, replacing tenants, you know, the stuff the property management folks do. As long as she spends 750 hours, of which 500, and there's some other exceptions to all this, but 500 material hours of actually doing that stuff, then the other 250 can be, you know, thinking, making phone calls and so forth. Then she's a real estate professional.
All right. Well, so it makes sense. So the cost segregation study is the most important thing, I guess, to get started with if you think you could qualify for being a real estate professional.
Yeah. So through my CPA firm, I've been able to negotiate with a few cost segregation companies that have the data. See, back in the day, you needed to hire an engineering company to go in and take a look at, you know, elevators and what it costs to change the lights and all that stuff.
Yep.
Well, these cost segs studies have been around for years. So if you data banked all of that information, they know what every light bulb costs. They know what every railing costs. They know all that stuff, flooring, et cetera, et cetera. And so they plug it into their computer. And for less than a couple of grand, maybe 1500, maybe even 1000, in your case, it's probably 1000 or 1200 bucks. You spend that and you get a $50,000 write-off. That's well worth it.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. So folks, if you are curious about getting your own cost segregation study done, all you have to do is text the word study to 600-700. Just put in the body of the text the word study and then send it to 600-700. We'll make sure you get connected with the right people to see if you qualify for that. Right? Some people could save a whole lot of money if they took advantage of this.
For sure. And now is not too late. If you bought a property this year, you want to take advantage of that 80% because it goes to 60 in about a month and a half.
Okay. So definitely if you what if you bought it in 2020, let's say, and you wait until 2024 to file?
Is it down? You're still fine.
Okay, so you still
get 100%.
Because
you can go back and collect it on the 2020 at 100%.
Okay, good. So you don't get penalized for not applying right away, as long as you buy the property in a certain year.
If you already own the property since September 27th of 2017,
right,
up to January 1 of this year.
So 600-700 is the number, and then in the body of the text, you type the word study, S-T-U-D-Y, and you'll get that cost segregation study information to see if you qualify and see how much you could save on taxes. Ray, people love to save on taxes.
I do too, just like you do.
Who doesn't like to, Thomas? Do you like to save on taxes?
Every day if I can.
Legally, if you save the wrong way, you end up in jail, and you'll save on rent and mortgage payments too, because you won't have one anymore. You'll be in jail. You'll lose everything. So it's important to do the right thing at the right time. Do we have a broker's behaving badly, speaking of the right thing?
Oh, we do.
It's the wrong thing.
Don't get mad at this one.
And now, brokers behaving badly.
Just when you think they can't get any worse, they do. This guy needs to be in jail now. Meet Kaz Crafton of Colts Neck, New Jersey. He's accused of pocketing $1.6 million and now is facing multiple charges. Now, since November of 2017, Crafty was authorized to provide financial counselor services to families of deceased U.S. service members known as Gold Star families, who, as surviving beneficiaries, are entitled to thousands of dollars in death benefits. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Mr. Crafty was responsible for providing general financial education to the surviving beneficiaries, but prohibited from offering his personal opinion regarding the use or investment of the benefits. Well, that's exactly what he did. Without telling the Army, he had two side hustles with two separate financial firms and uses his position as an Army financial counselor to identify and target military families to invest their survivor benefits. The U.S. Attorney's Office says based upon Crafty's false representations and omissions, the vast majority of the Gold Star families mistakenly believed that Crafty's management of their money was done on behalf of and with the Army's authorization. He's looking at 20 years in prison for each of the wire fraud and securities fraud charges. It's also punishable by a maximum $5 million fine. The SEC weighed in and says that Crafty pocketed more than $1.6 million in fees and commissions alone. The director of the SEC's Division of Enforcement said in a statement, rather than help Gold Star families best use their survivor benefits, we allege that Mr. Crafty manipulated them to profit from their grief. This, in my opinion, is one of the lowest of the low, taking advantage of Gold Star families. Crafty, expected to be tried and sentenced later this year, insist on transparency with any advisor, and be sure and follow up on BrokerCheck.
Always good to check and see what the person who's recommending is doing there, folks. And just be very careful. Get the right plan in place. That's what we talk about, our total retirement plan. Thomas, we've got 10 of those golden tickets right now we're going to give away. To make sure you get that real plan for your family that will give you that peace of mind to approach retirement on your terms. And you also get 3 of the books I've written when you come in this time, too, as well.
And that number, 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text keyword PLAN to 600-700. Plan to 600-700.